The prayers that Arlene recited are part of the traditional dinner celebration of Passover called the Seder. During the Seder, there is on the table what's called the Seder plate. This plate holds several symbols that remind us of the story of the Passover and tell us what it is we're trying to celebrate. So, for example, on the plate are a shank bone roasted, an egg, horseradish, parsley, 3 pieces of matzah, salt water, and so on. It's tradition for the youngest children to be curious about what is on that Seder plate and why. So there's a part of the Seder service called the four questions. Now, it turns out there's often more than four or less than four, but it's the ceremonial part of the child asking questions is known as the four questions. So the youngest child can come up and ask me about what's on this Seder plate, and I will try to explain what they ask about.
Why is there matzah on this plate?
This matzah is unleavened bread, and it's to remind us that when the Israelites escaped from Egypt and traveled across the desert, they did not have time to bake bread to let it rise, and so what they did was simply cook flat flour and water and made this cracker-like food called matzah.
Why is there a bone on this plate?
The bone reminds us of what's called the Paschal Lamb, or the lamb that's sacrificed during the meal as an honor to God to remind us of his blessings.
Why is there parsley on the plate?
Parsley represents the fruit of the earth, the goodness of things that God allows us to grow. And during a Seder, that parsley is usually dipped in salt water to remind us of the tears because people were suffering as they traveled and escaped and they suffered in slavery.
Why is there an egg on the plate?
The egg represents new life, and also it's a hard-boiled egg. So as it's consumed, we realize that this egg gets actually better the more it's boiled, because even as the Jewish people suffered as slaves, they got more and more strong, even in their suffering.